Nashville's one and only train for commuters, the Music City Star, is still a limited service right now, but it plays an important part in Nashville's newly released plan to expand mass transit. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The Music City Star, which trundles into downtown from the east, has struggled to attract riders from the beginning. Transit expert Jeff Slater, who's crafting a new plan, says it needs to run more often.
So what we're looking to do is take that to 7 day a week, all day service. Right now the service is really limited. It's really peak period only with a couple of additional trips, but it's to make it into a real service people can use all day long in both directions.
When he says peak period, he means the train only runs from Lebanon, Mount Juliet, and Donelson during rush hour, and then back out during the afternoon commute. The proposal is back and forth trips all day, plus an extension to a new station envisioned at the Wilson County Expo Center. That's the level of commitment that rail enthusiast Brian McDonnell has hoped for.
I definitely think it's got potential as long as it can be operated the right way. And we are sort of hoping that with this plan going into place, that we can see what it can really do.
The upgrade will require more train cars and new parallel tracks to serve as passing lanes. The Transit Authority also plans to funnel more riders toward the train. They do that by making the Donelson station one stop on a new bus route that links Opryland and the airport. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.